The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. Today I'm joined by Dr. Chris Richards, as CEO at Plant Healthcare. How are you today, Chris?
Absolutely great. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for your time.
Right. I've got a vague understanding of what your company does, but one thing I'm quite sure of is sort of on the zeitgeist of where we are in terms of environmental, green and other concerns. But is that the right impression?
Absolutely right, Zach. Plant Healthcare is all about sustainable products for agriculture. Actually, we were very excited last month. We were awarded the LSE's Green Economy Mark, which is only given to companies which have really good sustainability criteria. So that's where we play. But we're much more than that as well. We believe that we can most help sustainability by selling highly cost-effective products to conventional agriculture, not just organic. And I like people to think of plant healthcare in two buckets. First, our commercial business, existing products that we sell, the most exciting of which is a product called Harpin, which is proven around the world, and we have repositioned it over recent years, and we're now in some very large markets where revenue is accelerating rapidly. It's a 70% gross margin product. So our existing commercial business, although still small, is already now EBITDA positive and generating cash. And then on top of that, we have some really, really exciting technology, which we call vaccines for plants. These are really interesting little products which makes the plant healthier and helps it to withstand stress like disease and drought. We've spent well over $20 million on that technology over the last 8 years. We're targeting work markets worth more than $5 billion. And we've got our first launch coming up in the next few months in Brazil, with other launches following in the States and elsewhere. So we've got a really, really exciting company here, Zach.
Just to pick up on this, because I'm sure everybody wants agriculture to be sustainable, wants everything to be as green as possible. Is it a myth that whatever you would be offering versus the traditional non-sustainable offerings would be more expensive?
Well, it's very often these biological products, as we call them, are more expensive. That's what sets plant healthcare apart, because we have designed these products that we sell to be highly cost effective. And so you need them to be taken up by conventional agriculture, and you need to be economical. So farmers get a return on investment. For example, Brazilian sugarcane, return on investment of more than 14 times. In corn, it's about 7 or 8 times. So these are products which offer a really compelling economic return for farmers. This is not just green dressing. These are sustainable products which are thoroughly cost effective.
So it may be like buying a good quality shirt. You can get a cheap one for £5, but it'll last you 2 months, whereas a proper shirt will last you a lifetime.
That's a great analogy. And actually, in agriculture, things do take time. Our product, Harpin Alpha Beta, has been around for a number of years, but it takes time to understand the best way to use products. And we've spent years working that out. That's why we're so excited now that our revenue is accelerating in major markets. It's taken time to develop this high-quality shirt, following your analogy.
Right. And I mean, we're speaking in the wake of your trading update, the revenue, there's a stronger performance. And is that something that, because of the pandemic, the whole sustainable green issue is now more in focus?
I think generally speaking, people, including farmers, are more interested in sustainability than they ever have been in the past. But our products sell to farmers principally because they are extremely cost effective and they really, really work. So, for example, we've just had a great season in corn, maize in the US. And that's a product called, the brand name is Farstand. And corn farmers put it on their seed when they plant it. And they find that the corn plant comes up stronger and healthier and withstands drought. And withstands drought better than corn, which is not treated with Farstand. And as a result, farmers are starting to say, hey, this is a really, really exciting product. We will sell something close to 1 million acre of product this year in the US for FastHand alone. And that's extraordinary. Sales last year doubled. Sales in this season grew something comparable to that. And we see farmers adopting this kind of technology because it really, really works. And hey presto, it's sustainable. So I feel good about that, my purchase.
So we've sort of come of age in this space that maybe in the late 20th century, there was a lot of green dressing, green washing and everything else, but you didn't have the results for the user at the end of the day. So there was little point doing it. But now you've sort of got the best of both worlds.
Well, we certainly believe so. At the end of the day, the consumer, much as they love the idea about sustainability, they're pretty reluctant to spend a lot more on their food. So in order to put food on people's plates at a cost that people can afford, we've got to be cost effective. Organic agriculture is great. You know, it represents less than 2% of global food production. We need to address the 98% and make that more sustainable.
Well, presumably your future market share will come out of the remaining 98%.
Absolutely. That's where most of our growth is. So sugarcane in Brazil, there's 9 million hectares of sugarcane in Brazil. That's not organic. And we are making that more sustainable by applying our product on sugarcane. We're getting increases of yield of more than 20%, as I said earlier, return on investment for the grower of more than 14 times. It's an amazing product. And this year, although in the first half of 2021, the sales growth in market didn't grow as fast as it did in 2020. In 2020, sales tripled compared with 2019. Sales have grown in the first half of 21, but drought and COVID-19 have held us back. But by golly, it's interesting that in the drought, there's a dramatic improvement in the yield compared with cane, which is not treated with our product. So it's, although drought has held back our sales, it's demonstrated to farmers that our product really, really helps them under drought conditions.
So going forward, I mean, the update has been, you know, sort of a robust one. What are the areas for growth? What are you going to be concentrating on? Is it marketing? I mean, what sort of area are you going to be pushing?
Well, first of all, driving the sales of Harbin Alpha Beta in those big markets. I've talked about corn. I've talked about sugarcane. There's also fruits and vegetables. We had a stunning first half in Europe, particularly in citrus in Spain. And a couple of years ago, we launched on potatoes in the UK, and that's going like a train as well. We're showing really good growth there. And fruits and vegetables in the US, we're showing great growth. So we expect Harbin Alpha Beta sales to continue to grow. Harbin Alpha Beta in the first half, ex-plant healthcare, grew at 26%, which is pretty good. And we're certainly saying to investors, we plan to grow at more than 16% a year. With Harbin Alpha Beta. So making that product grow in those key markets. But then the other half is our really, really exciting vaccines for plants, our new technology. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be launching that in Brazil in the next few months. And I can't tell you how excited we are about the results we've been getting in the last crop, which have all been coming in now. So this is going into soy in Brazil. There's more than 30 million hectares of soy in Brazil. And what this product does, again, it's a seed treatment like in corn that I mentioned, and the plant comes up healthier, more robust, it resists disease, and you get more yield. And disease is so important. Brazilian soy farmers spend $2.5 billion a year on fungicides to control disease. If they can cut some of that spend, it's a big benefit economically for the farmer, but it's a big benefit for the planet in terms of sustainability, using less toxic fungicides. So we're really, really excited about that launch in Brazil. And as I say, our technical advisors who've been working with us doing trials on this, independent university government scientists all over Brazil, are likewise saying, hey, this is a revolutionary product, a potentially disruptive technology.
You said, I mean, it's just 2% of the market. And what would happen if the other 98% all of a sudden started knocking on your door? Do you have the capacity? Do you have the scalability to sort of ramp things up?
Absolutely, we do. One of the things, I'm a strong believer, you don't need to own your own manufacturing plants. I don't want to put my shareholders' capital into bits of metal on the ground. There are some very good toll manufacturers that we can use, and capacity is therefore not a constraint for us. We've got really good relationships with high quality toll manufacturing companies.
I noticed that the gross margins over 50%. I mean, that seems to be very, very healthy indeed. And you're finding that people are quite happy with that, the pricing of your product.
We don't seem to have a problem with price in the market, but particularly it's based upon our low cost of goods. These are highly cost-effective products. And being a small company, what's really important is we provide really good margins for our distributors. And there's enough space in there above our cost of goods to give good margins to our distribution, so they make money out of it and still offer the product at an attractive price for the grower, which makes sense. But we expect our gross margin over the next few years to increase significantly as HARP and Alpha Beta becomes a higher percentage of our total sales, because we're making an average gross margin of 70% with HARP in, and we anticipate at least that sort of margin with our new vaccines for plants, our new pre-tech technology.
And how much of what you're doing is research and development?
Well, we spend roughly $3.5 million a year on R&D. The vast bulk of that goes into developing our vaccines for plants for product launches, which will happen over the next 3 years. But we do have a remarkable capability in research in this area. We've more than 50 patents filed on our pre-tech vaccines for plants. And the first of those patents have now been granted in the US. And that's really important. For those who are interested, these are peptides, which are really important these days in pharmaceuticals. And we believe we have a very strong global lead on the use of peptides in agriculture. And we have very wide patent protection over the use of peptides in agriculture.
And so, I mean, it seems to me that, you know, you've got this niche in your area. Presumably, the bad boys and girls who are making the old stuff, which is killing the earth, would see you as competition and might say, well, actually, they might start knocking your door as well and say, well, you know, maybe we need to work with you, or maybe we need to acquire you.
Well, I have to be careful about saying the bad guys. I spent many, many years selling conventional agrochemicals. They do what they say on the box, but they're not the future in terms of sustainability. And yes, the big agrochemical companies are competitors in many respects. But I can tell you that many of those companies are trialing our technologies, particularly our vaccines for plants, and getting very, very interesting results. And it's quite possible that some of those will become our partners. But at the moment, our partners are very large distributors, particularly in the US, and we're signing up some in Europe now as well, as and also in Brazil. And they are really great partners for farmers, because they help farmers to understand and to use properly revolutionary new technologies like this. So our future partners will be a combination of the big traditional chemical companies, perhaps, but also distributors.
Well, it's good to know that the whole space will be in perfect harmony over the near future. Dr. Christopher Richards, CEO of Plant Healthcare, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.